Today on Building the Bakken.
To drill on federal lands, you know, there was a 49-step process. It took, sometimes it took 9 months to get a drilling permit off the reservation. You know, it took a week. So we end up getting behind.
And it's amazing what they're doing. What I found exciting about UASs and what's going on in that area is the fact that we have these guys that are so mathematically far ahead, and they got their heads so far into this thing. They're the technology side of it. They go and hire someone else to build the plane.
Today, manned aircraft travel and fly over our pipelines and our infrastructure to make sure everything's working the way it's supposed to be working and that to detect any problems early.
Even when we're just ready to cross the finish line, he says, I think I can get that done. And that summarizes Rick Ross, in my opinion. He is a get-it-done guy.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing, been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days, out there 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we hear from Jim Miller, the president of Halliburton, David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, a feature on UASs, or Unmanned Aerial Systems. We hear from U.S. Senator John Hoeven, United States Congressman Kevin Cramer, and the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner, Doug Goring. And we travel to Dickinson for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting and hear from Whiting Petroleum's CEO, Jim Volker, and his thoughts on the man of the hour, Rick Ross. Ross is being honored by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and we'll hear from Volker and Ross a little bit later in the program. But first, I'd like to take this opportunity to mention our sponsors. Building the Bakken is an educational program, and we rely heavily on sponsors. In addition to our vast media network, the Building the Bakken sponsors allow us to travel across the Midwest and document the evolution happening in the Bakken, as well as perform face-to-face interviews. Building the Bakken would like to thank MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Please visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. The Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. From project management to photography, The Crude Life can help you with your crude ideas. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. And Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company. Better mats, better prices. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Once again, we'd like to thank our sponsors for supporting this educational and informational program. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of the Building the Bakken Media Network, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. Our sponsors are linked up there as well.
Well, I've told the truth, yeah, you know that I've lied. You know we do what we do so we can survive. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. On this segment of Building the Bakken Current Events, we hear from Jim Miller, the president of Halliburton. Miller recently was the keynote at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting held in Dickinson, North Dakota at the Astoria Hotel and Convention Center. This is Jim Miller, the president of Halliburton.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Ron, for making this opportunity possible for me. It is truly a pleasure, and I thank you for the kind introduction. I do feel right at home. I am an ag major, undergrad, and in college, and spent a lot of time working on the ranch, and have a lot of deep roots in agriculture. So it's truly, truly great to be here and see what's happening. In the 30 minutes that we've just taken for lunch today, North Dakota will produce nearly 21,000 barrels of crude, and not just any crude, but sweet crude. Just a couple of months ago, the state surpassed a production rate of 1 million barrels per day, and the North Dakota Petroleum Council hosted a celebration called 1 Million Barrels, 1 Million Thanks. And I'd like to add Halliburton's thanks to that and make it 1 million and one thanks. This incredible milestone places North Dakota among the top 20 oil producers in the world, and side by side with Texas as the only two states currently producing more than 1 million barrels per day. And so, speaking for my fellow Texans, I'd like to welcome you to the 1 million barrels a day club. The impact of this achievement is massive. The Bakken is a reliable energy resource that's making a huge difference for our national energy security. Since the first discovery well was drilled in the Bakken, U.S. oil imports have dropped by 18.5%. The Bakken Shale stretches across 200,000 square miles. The U.S. Geological Survey calls it the largest continuous oil accumulation that it has ever seen. Oil was first discovered there in 1951, but it was not accessible until 2008. That was the year when oil companies were trying to tap into the 170 billion barrels of crude oil in the Bakken Shale, finally figured out how. Hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling. And suddenly, as you know, and I do mean suddenly, the Bakken became the superstar of unconventionals. And what the region around the Bakken is experiencing is really part of a larger picture in the industry. The evolving prominence of unconventional resources. So let's take a look at how they're changing the energy picture both here in North Dakota and around the rest of the world. So, but before I do that, it's important to point out that Halliburton is an energy services company. And most of you know, or probably know, that we do not produce oil and gas, we don't sell oil and gas. What we do is we provide the services that energy companies need to get the oil and gas out of the challenging unconventional resources. We touch every aspect of the operation that goes on at the well site, from drilling to completion and production, ultimately to abandonment. We have 14 training centers, 18 manufacturing facilities, and 16 technology centers. And together they form a dynamic global network that fosters the collaboration and innovation that moves the industry forward. Most of the technology used in the various phases of the well life cycle is developed by service companies. And in 2013, Halliburton spent more than $500 million on research and development. This innovative part of the business is crucial because the world's relying more and more on unconventional resources, and technology is the key to unlocking those resources. Now, not many years ago, people were saying that global energy reserves were in irreversible decline. But in the past decade, reserves of oil and gas have increased dramatically.
And that was Jim Miller, the president of Halliburton. To listen to the entire interview, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com.
And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.